This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is on the verge of recording a 500,000 COVID-19 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S. President Joe Biden will talk about the lives lost to the virus Monday evening at a ceremony at the White House, followed by a moment of silence and the lighting of candles. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, spoke to CNN on Sunday about the pandemic. He said, quote, people decades from now are going to be talking about this as a terribly historic milestone in the history of this country. To commemorate the milestone, the New York Times dedicated prime space on Sunday's front page with a graphic containing nearly 500,000 dots, each representing an individual in the United States who has succumbed to the deadly virus. The United States has long had the highest caseload and death toll in the world. In addition to the deaths, it has recorded more than 28 million cases of COVID-19. Hopkins reported early Monday that there have been more than 11 million global COVID infections and nearly 2.5 million deaths. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $9.4 million to fund efforts to prevent a new Ebola outbreak from spreading across West Africa. Health officials in Guinea declared an epidemic Sunday after three cases were detected in a rural community. At least one victim has died. It is the first Ebola outbreak in Guinea since 2016. The 2014 Ebola outbreak, the biggest in history, killed more than 11,300 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. You can find more coverage of that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations and rights groups are urging Malaysia to reconsider its plans to repatriate some 1,200 Myanmar nationals on Tuesday, saying they include asylum seekers and registered refugees whose lives will be put at risk. Myanmar's military has been waging a brutal counterinsurgency against a patchwork of ethnic minority rebel armies since the country's independence in 1948. It's a struggle that has scattered thousands of refugees across the region. The military took full control of the country after toppling the democratically elected government on February 1st. That sparked widespread protests and an increasingly violent crackdown. Malaysia's immigration chief says all of the Myanmar nationals were picked up for immigration offenses. And that none has a UN-issued refugee card. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, however, says it has registered at least a half dozen of them. A spokeswoman for the refugee agency says that means they have been verified to be in need of international protection. Malaysia does not officially recognize refugees from any country, but authorities have typically allowed the UN to issue them cards, granting them some protection from being arbitrarily deported. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on a United Nations convoy near the eastern Congolese city of Goma. The UN World Food Program says at least two other people were killed and several more injured in the attack on Monday that killed Italian ambassador Luca Attanasio. A United Nations spokesman told VOA the other two fatalities were an Italian national and a Congolese World Food Program driver. No one has claimed responsibility yet for that attack. In a significant defeat for former U.S. President Donald Trump, the Supreme Court on Monday declined to step in to halt the turnover of his tax records to a New York prosecutor. The court's action is the apparent culmination of a lengthy legal battle that had already reached the high court once before. Mr. Trump's tax records are not supposed to become public as part of a prosecutor's criminal investigation. But the high court's action is a blow to Trump because he has for so long fought on so many fronts to keep his tax records shielded from view. The ongoing investigation of the records could also become an issue for Mr. Trump in his life after the presidency. The Supreme Court, which includes three justices appointed by Trump, waited months to act in the case until after the election, challenges by Trump to the vote count and the inauguration of Joe Biden as president. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.